بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما أي الأعمال أفضل؟ قال: الصلاة على ميقاتها. قلت: ثم ماذا يا رسول الله؟ قال: أن يسلم الناس من لسانك. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه says: I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action is the best? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salah on its time. Salah on its time. Then I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter which action is the best? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that people should be safe from your tongue. People should be safe from your tongue. So in this hadith, two things are encapsulated. From the huququllah, from the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing is salah on its time. And then from huququl ibad, from the rights of men and the rights of people, to keep this in mind, that you don't even verbally abuse people in front of them or behind them or cause harm to them with the use of your tongue. With regards to salah, time and again, our ulama advise us, our Jamaat brothers advise us, that the level that we need to be on, we are not on that level, we are very far from that level. These in the masjid, 100% females performing their salah at home. So how are we going to get to that level with all the problems that we are having, all the difficulties that we are having? We should not use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for convenience. Just when we have a problem, we fill the masjid, and when everything is rosy and fine, then we don't come for salah. So how are we going to do this? This will only happen if some effort is being made. Some effort is made. Those that Allah Ta'ala has blessed with the understanding of deen, the knowledge of deen, those that are in the masjid have to make an effort to go out of the masjid and bring those that are outside into the masjid. So this is the responsibility of each and every person. Within his home also, to see that our children are performing their salah, to make sure that our families are performing their salah in the home. That is our responsibility. Kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Everybody will be asked, kullukum ra'in, each one is a shepherd. Wa mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi, and you'll be asked about his flock, about your home, about what effort that we made for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, ayanqusud deen wa ana hayy. Can any deficiency come to deen? When Abu Bakr is alive, one man alone was prepared to stand up for deen. So each one of us should think about this seriously, that in times of difficulties and problems, Ummah is in difficulty, and we went through our own difficulties in this country, what effort am I making? The simple, easy effort is to join the Gush every week in the masjid. We are making a humble appeal that if 60, 70 brothers walk in our locality every week, we will see Allah Ta'ala's special help coming down. We will see the difference in the masjid. We will see the numbers of musallis increasing. We will see people accepting Islam. We will see a decrease in the crime in the area. Allahu Akbar. Even crime in the area will decrease. But the barakat of effort of deen being made. Ya'muruna bil ma'roof wa yanhauna 'anil munkar, commanding good and forbidding evil. So the first thing is to get our salah right. Salah on its time. Everybody performing salah on their time. The ladies also at home should be advised that at the awwal waqt, at the first time, they shouldn't delay the salah. They should perform the salah, lest they get involved in something and they can even miss their salah by being preoccupied. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as we explained last week, about the tongue, protecting the tongue. In one lengthy hadith, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for some amal through which Allah Ta'ala will grant him Jannat and protect him from Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained many things in that hadith, the five pillars of Islam, and sadaqah, salatul rajul fi jawfi al-layl, performing the tahajjud salah, fasting, and many other aspects were explained. Right in the end of that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not tell you the essence of all the above actions? And he said, kuffa alayka hadha, make sure you control your tongue. So Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal was very, very shocked. He said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will people be taken to task for what they speak? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Thakilat ka umma, thakilat ka ummuka ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, may your mother grieve over you. People will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam, bi hasaidi lisanihim, because of the earnings and the harvest of their tongues, what they said without thinking. Allah Ta'ala will take them to task. Allah protect us. Allah save us. One beautiful hadith, I'll just conclude on the aspect of salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shouldn't I show you something that removes sins and elevates a person? Allah alayhi wa sallam mentioned three things. Number one is baghul wudu ala al-makari, making wudu in difficult times, like when it is extremely cold. Then secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kathratul khuta ila al-masajid, taking many steps to the masjid, walking to the masjid. And lastly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, intidharu salah ba'da salah, after one salah, waiting for the next salah. Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim ya rahmatullah alayhi used to train his mureedin that after every salah, just make this niyat. I have completed my fajr, Allah, I'm waiting for the dhuhr salah. After the dhuhr, Allah, I'm waiting for the asr salah. In this way, inshallah, it is as if we are in salah, in ibadat, in the intervening periods. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.